WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Composer Chico O'Farrell comes from Havana, where he started mixing jazz and Latin music around 1945. Soon after, he moved to New York and was quickly tapped to write Latin and non-Latin material for such band leaders as Machito, Benny Goodman, and Stan Kenton. Later, O'Farrell went back to Cuba, then settled in Mexico for a few years, before returning to the States to arrange LPs for Count Basie, Dizzy Gillespie, and Gatto Barbieri, among others. In the mid-90s, he began leading his Afro-Cuban jazz big band in New York and returned to making records. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead reviews his new CD.
That's Carambola, the title track of Chico O'Farrell's new CD on Milestone. His mambos and cha-cha-chas are straight out of the 1950s golden age of Afro-Cuban jazz. The style was an early instance of world music, if we take that to mean self-consciously grafting the sounds of different cultures together. The jazz big band framework is hard to miss, but the style also has roots in traditional Cuban rumba ensembles, with their shouted vocals, rough harmonies, and polyrhythmic drumming recalling West Africa. Listen for a second to the rumba group Los Muñequitos de Matanzas. For the stylized big band version, composers like Chico O'Farrell would stretch the melody lines to exploit the horn's greater melodic and dynamic range, and would substitute an improvising soloist for a lead singer. But the basic feel can be similar. Trumpeter Michael Mossman on Chico O'Farrell's Aztec Suite. When O'Farrell arrived from Havana in 1948, Latin jazz was already brewing in New York, thanks to musicians like Machito, Mario Bauza, and Dizzy Gillespie. O'Farrell just missed being a founder of the style, but he did design a few of its monuments. His new album includes a revival of his Afro-Cuban jazz suite, recorded in 1950 by Machito's orchestra with Charlie Parker as a soloist. The alto saxophonist here is Mario Rivera. Thank you. You can really hear that this is Chico O'Farrell's working band. They play Sundays at New York's Birdland under the supervision of the composer's son, pianist Arturo O'Farrell. On his CD Carambola, Chico O'Farrell doesn't limit himself to classic Afro-Cuban fireworks. He sets one Havana standard as if it were a late Ellington Latin ballad and includes a parody of 1920s jazz that sounds like his nightmare of music devoid of Latin accents. O'Farrell has often written pieces outside the classic style, but since he's a direct link to that music's heyday, he's wise to revisit his glorious past. For one thing, it lets him pass on its secrets to the musicians who populate his band and who hang on his every note.
Kevin Whitehead reviewed Carambola by Chico O'Farrell on the Milestone label.